leading the news, Perpetual Loyal has taken the lead as the Sydney to Hobart fleet heads towards Bass Strait. It's a neck-and-neck tussle for second place. Defending champion Wild Oats 11 has pulled ahead of Giacomo. Blackjack and Ragamuffin round out the top five. Police have found the body of a man who held a woman and her teenage daughter hostage for more than 5 hours in Brisbane's north. Earlier, police rescued the pair who had been shackled in a bathroom of the house in Banyo. The man's body was found in an upstairs room last night. A search will resume this morning for a canoeist missing in the southern tablelands of New South Wales. Three men were thrown into the water when their canoe overturned in a dam at Crookwell last night. Two of them managed to make it to shore and raise the alarm. Convicted Australian drug trafficker Chappelle Corby has had her Indonesian jail sentence cut by 2 months. That's part of an annual Christmas remission program. Corby was sentenced to 20 years in jail in 2005 for smuggling more than 4 kilograms of marijuana into Bali. The passengers and crew on board a ship stuck in Antarctic ice since Christmas Eve hope to be freed later today. The first of three ice-breaking ships is expected to reach it this afternoon. The ship had been retracing Sir Douglas Mawson's Antarctic expedition and doing scientific research.